No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the trainer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Hey, coming up on the show today, we're going to check in with Jimmy from Jimmy's World. He has some big news, and he's heading to the Bahamas. We were talking about this a few months ago. It looks like he's making it happen. We'll have all the details for you in just a bit as he hops on board and gives us an update accordingly. But before we do that, we got to cover what's been in the news. And it's not been a good week for United. Would you agree with me on this, Dennis? What do you think?
In summary, it's probably a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad week for United. I mean, they just can't seem to catch a break. It's almost like they're taking the heat off of Boeing or maybe going to try to blame Boeing for all of their problems.
Right.
But, you know, from sucking bubble wrap into an engine on takeoff to having a tire fall off in San Francisco and most recently now a 777 having to circle back in Sydney with a hydraulics problem.
Yeah. Well, not to mention the plane that ran off the runway.
That one.
I mean, it's like,
Sorry, I'm just losing track. There's just so many things going on.
It is very odd. I mean, I don't know what to make of this. I mean, you're right. They can maybe play it off on Boeing, say, oh, it's Boeing's fault. But I don't, you know, the thing on the runway thing, I don't know what we're going to find out about that.
30 knots and trying to make a right-hand turn, I'm pretty sure that that's a pilot error.
That sounds like operator error to me, too. But, you know, we'll know when we know. But, boy, oh, my gosh, when it rains, it pours for them. And it's just odd that they are just having all these incidents all at once. I don't know what to make of that, other than some of the scuttlebutt we've heard over the last few months of how they're running things. And is it have anything to do with that? Or is it
just a statistical anomaly?
Exactly.
That, you know, with that many flights a day and that many airplanes and all those things, you know, let's circle back. Nobody's been injured. There's
True.
Been no loss of life.
Yeah.
I mean, the pilots have done an amazing job. They have a very impressive video of, you know, a fireball coming out of the left engine on climb out. But, you know, it was a non-issue. Come back to the field.
Right. But this does not instill confidence in
But it makes for great
public.
TikTok videos,
well,
doesn't
true.
It?
Well, true. Absolutely. I mean, they're getting tons of free publicity. And, you know, no publicity is
any
bad.
Publicity is good publicity,
yeah,
right?
Something like that, right. In this case, I'm not so sure they feel that way. But I don't know what to think of it other than it does seem quite odd. And, you know, they have been targeted. You know, there's a lot of online scuttlebutt about how, you know, they're one of, you know, DEI and all the stuff. They've really been at the forefront of all that or been a little bit more vocal about some of their efforts in that regard than maybe some of the other airlines, which are doing it, but maybe not as tooting their horn as much. So, you know, there's people making, you know, trying to make the connection, and I'm not saying there is one. I'm just saying, man, you know, if they're trying to give that conspiracy type stuff any kind of air or oxygen, that's the way you do it. You just start having all this snowball of incidents, and it's like, oh my gosh, wow.
Well, and I'm sure the guys at Boeing are going, whew, at least somebody else is in the press now, you know,
right.
We don't have to deal with.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, unfortunately, maybe they're trading barbs back and forth. You know, it's like, okay, United, you take a few lumps today so that we can get a break. And now it's our turn again. And now that I don't know if you saw in the news the last couple of days, but Boeing hasn't done so well with the FAA audit of their manufacturing.
Right.
The latest is that they observe people installing door seals with Dawn dishwashing liquid and using a hotel key as a shim to gauge the proper fit of components.
Okay.
I don't think that's in the tech manuals either. So, you know, there's just lots of crazy, crazy things going on.
Now, how do you use Dawn dishwashing soap? What is that? What is the purpose there? Did you see if it's airtight and then they put it around there, see if it bubbles up around the seams or something, you think, or what?
I think they were using it as a lubricant to make it, when they were installing some sort of a seal, to be able to flip it over or something. And it washes out easily with water. I've seen that trick, you know, a little soap on, right, on handlebars as a kid. You know, you'd put a little soap on the rubber handle grip to be able to slide it onto your bike.
Yeah.
Probably the same theory here, you know, lube it up with a little soap, but I'm sure it's not in the tech manual for how to install the door seal or whatever it was that they were putting on. That
yeah,
there was probably some other product called out, but you know, hey, we can just use Dawn. It's fine. Then we'll just use a piece of cheesecloth to clean it up after.
I'm really doubting that's in the pilot handbook.
Well, that's not even the pilot handbook. We're talking, this is Spirit, the airframe maker, the people that make the tube.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. But if you have a leak, a leak or something, or I don't think that would be in the pilot handbook. Like, hey, check it with some glue. Put some
take a little bit of dishwashing soap and spray it on the window and see if you see bubbles coming like you do on your tire. Yeah.
I don't think that's how it's supposed to work. So, you know, I don't know. Bad luck? Or is there anything behind this? I will say the number of them, of incidents, has been just nuts. And it just does kind of, you know, it's a real head-scratcher. I just don't know what to think of it. I mean, how many does it have to happen before you start to think, like, okay, there's a real problem here, Dennis. What do you think? You're not on that bandwagon yet, I assume. Are you?
No, not yet, but it's definitely concerning that there's been, you know, like 7 or 8 incidents already this week, and how many more until something really bad happens, you know, or is it just, this is just statistics catching up with them with hundreds of flights a day, something's bound to go sideways.
Right. But how are they getting, I mean, they're getting all this press. You think the other airlines are just benefiting from people not finding out? What do you think?
Well, if I was the head of United, I would actually be probably coming out very vocally and saying, folks, you know, this is just, you know, pure bad luck on our part. And it's not any reflection of culture or our cost cutting or anything like that. I would try to be out in front of this and spinning it and not letting someone like us come in and start creating a narrative.
Well, I mean, we're not trying to create a narrative. It's creating its own narrative.
Oh, definitely. The press is all over this.
And there's no way for them to get in front of it at this point because there's been too many incidents. They're way behind. Even if, you know, he's probably issued a statement or two already, I would assume.
I haven't seen anything official, but I mean, I've seen, you know, AvWeb has come out and said, you know, we tried to police ourselves here and not make a story of this.
Right.
But at this point, there's just too many that we can't not say something.
Yeah. You can't ignore it and hope it goes away because there's just been too many. I mean, whatever, you know, they do there in upper management, man, don't buy a lottery ticket this week, whatever you do. I mean, you are just suffering. I'm going to chalk it up just to really, really bad luck right now. I think so, too.
And that's probably why the other airlines are not bashing United going, hey, you know, come fly Delta because, you know, we don't lose tires in San Francisco. Right. Well, they had one roll off the 757 in Atlanta before they even took off. So they're not in the clear there either. So, you know, we don't want to
throw
any mud because we might get a little splashback.
Yeah. But when you see this many, it does make you wonder what's going on. So I don't know what to think of it. Hopefully they'll get it together and maybe get a run of good luck. God knows they're due. So we're going to still put it in that category for now. But, man, you want to give ammunition to all the conspiracy theories of things, of how they're running things here and there and that kind of stuff. Wow. You talk about giving that oxygen. This is how it happens. This is how it gets really blown up. And I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes. But I'm hoping they'll get it together because, you know, I fly United. I like them. I have no problem with them. But I don't know where the threshold is, even for me. You know, how many more incidents am I going to go, you know what, maybe I will look at one of the other guys now. You know what I mean? It's getting close.
Well, the good news is they're spreading it around. It's not just 737 MAXs. It's not just Houston flights. It's all over the system. So that kind of gives more credence to this just being a fluke.
All right. Well, we can always fly private. That's always our first choice. And we're going to talk more about that with Jimmy from Jimmy's World next. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplainradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Maybe I should learn to fly. It's not too late, right? I could learn. What do you like best? The freedom? The view?
The solitude.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, the co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis. And we are now joined by the legend himself, Jimmy, from Jimmy's World on YouTube. Jimmy, how you doing, buddy? Long time no chat.
Yeah, Greg, Dennis, thank you guys for having me back on, man. It's always good to chat.
Yeah. Well, you've been restoring the Elvis jet, turning it into an RV. Is it on track, by the way, to make its debut at Sun and Fun? Wasn't that the goal? Or is it going to happen?
Well,
what do you think?
As a matter of fact, I just came from the Elvis jet where it moved under its own power for the first time since 1983.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a good sign. And you got
I guess under its own power, that might be a little ambitious. It was, on the RV chassis, but it moved without us doing anything with gears and brakes and all that stuff.
Baby steps. There you go.
That's right.
So have you recruited any employees from United to help you put this thing together? I hope not, because they're not doing too well right now.
The door doesn't fall off. So, I think we're going to keep that alone.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's been a crazy week, but it's good to talk to Jimmy because he has more positive things to talk about from an aviation standpoint. I mean, the Elvis jet is legendary. If you haven't followed this, you got to look him up on YouTube. It's insane what he's done with Elvis Presley's jet, turned it into an RV, and hopefully he'll have it at Sun and Fun. You got about a month to get it ready to go.
It won't be at Sun and Fun, but it will be at Oshkosh.
At Oshkosh. Yeah. Okay. That gives him a little more time.
Paint it and make it all pretty and everything.
Yeah.
Because now we're just getting it to where it works.
Right.
And then after this, we have to paint it, make it pretty, and then we're going to take it around the country and try to show as many people as we can this thing and have them experience it. It's pretty neat. It's
okay.
Kind of crazy to be a part of.
Have you already secured the velvet Elvis inside there, the picture of Elvis himself and velvet velour in that part of the thing? I mean, isn't that what it is,
yeah,
Dennis?
Yeah, we got the cardboard cutout, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, they'll do all kinds of crazy stuff with it.
I think he needs a food stand to sell peanut butter banana sandwiches, too, as people are waiting in line to go check
it
out.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right, yep. Right. Well, you know, I watch Jimmy's videos on YouTube. They're quite entertaining. You just did a thing with that other massive YouTuber guy.
And Cletus McFarlane.
Yes.
Cletus McFarlane, yeah.
You were racing cars and trying to win a helicopter. Didn't quite go the way you hoped, from what I saw. But I don't know. Maybe there's a part two.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. He's a pretty good driver.
Yeah.
And I did not get a chance this race. But you'll see me on the track.
All
hopefully,
right.
I'll just take him out next time.
Well, you'll get a do-over.
Competed against him with the Lancer, though. Come on.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, you should take your Piper Cub and Lance Air, and we'll do a 1,000 nautical mile challenge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a pretty accomplished pilot himself. I mean, he was flying the helicopter quite a bit. He's done some flying. That's been pretty crazy. Is he coming out to Sun and Fun next month? You're going to be out there too, right?
Yeah. I'll be out there all week. I was bestowed with the honor of being one of the ambassadors for Sun and Fun for AOPA.
Okay.
So I'll be out there, wearing the special shirt and saying hi to everybody. So that's a blessing, and it'll be neat. And then I don't know if he's coming. I have no idea what his schedule is. He does do the stall competition.
Right.
So maybe he might be out there with his airplane doing that, but you never know.
Right. Yeah, that's what last year. Didn't he win some big award for that? Didn't he come in? I remember watching the video. Dennis,
it was this summer. It was the Arkenstall. He was actually his first time competing, and he came home with a first place trophy.
Right.
So, yeah. He can race his cars
that's
around
him.
The Freedom Factory, and
he
can fly his pants off in a Cub, too.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Well, did you have any flying things that you were able to share with him, like even off air, so to speak? Like, okay, look, I know you're a big motor guy, but I'm a pilot guy. I, take planes and fix them up and make him airworthy, and that kind of was there any of that given back to him, or was it just like you learned everything from him? What do you think there, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm definitely learning from him. I just do everything you're not supposed to do.
Right.
He got that MD-500, and he's sending and letting another shop do everything, which is the smart way to do it.
Yeah,
as I learn more, I'm realizing that it's less expensive to do it that way than to try to do all of it in-house and everything else that goes with it.
Yeah.
I also, just with aviation stuff in general, I know that you are a scuba guy and you go to the Bahamas frequently.
I do.
And I am going to go my first time ever, and it's a big general aviation fly-in on May 9th through the 13th. I'm pretty excited to go because I may have been to the Bahamas on a cruise ship, but I've never flown as a small airplane over.
Excellent.
So I am not sure what that's going to be. And we're going to Andros Island, which is, I guess, a big island on the south part of it.
Yeah, actually, Andros, I believe, is the biggest island in the Bahamas. But it's also one of the most least populated as well. So, they have a lot of the water and stuff they use for Nassau and Grand Bahama and stuff on Andros. But, locals live on Andros. It's very much an out-island type of experience. But it's awesome.
Oh, okay.
More land, so you could, your odds of landing are probably better on that island. You look at it that way.
You
got to look at the bright side, right? But you've never done this before, so what are you flying over in?
I don't know. Yesterday, I was taking the 310 up to TAS in Ohio. They're the number one twin shop in the twin Cessna shop in the world, and they're going to be going through it. And I, sure enough, the one day that I decide to take the thing up there, I have an actual emergency landing because the gear motor failed and wouldn't bring the gear all the way up.
Uh-oh.
And I was all the way north of Atlanta when this happened. And so I had to turn around and fly all the way back with the gear half down and then come into, Plant City and do a manual crank the gear down thing. And it was a long 3-hour flight back, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. did that include a change of drawers after you landed or what?
Yeah, multiple sets.
Okay.
That was an unpleasant day.
It turned out okay. You're here with us today, so I'm glad that worked out for you. So how did the landing go? I mean, you got it cranked down and it was fine, or?
We're
going to find out on a future episode, I have a feeling, right? You don't want to give too much away?
Yeah, unfortunately, I was worried I was going to be on somebody else's YouTube channel.
Juan Brown by some chance?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But, so we got it there. And if anybody, watches to the end, we were able to, with quite a bit of work and flying and in-flight messing around, we were able to land safely back home, and we found the part that was broken. And I just needed one more stinking landing, and I would have been at the shop, and they could have fixed it.
Well, that's not how it works with airplanes. You know that. You always have to be going with what changes and dealing with those issues. All right, more with Jimmy from Jimmy's World next. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
There's never been a Spirit airline crash. And I have a theory. I think it's because all their pilots are on probation. They have to complete 500 hours of safe flight before they go back to Delta and drink again.
Mr. Airline Agent, won't you understand? I'm a frequent traveler and a patient man. But I've been mistreated just a time or two. I stood about all I'm gonna stand from you. I got my ticket in my hand just like everybody else. I paid my money in advance so I could use a little help. You're making such a fuss, you're holding up the line. Just get me on the plane, everything will be fine. I gotta go. You gotta get me to the show. Quit giving me the stare. Just get me in the air.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me along with Captain Dennis and Jimmy from Jimmy's World with us. He's planning his first trip over to the Bahamas as one of their fly-in events with the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism. Once again, the dates are May what, Jimmy? What is it?
May 9th through the 13th. It is Mother's Day weekend, so keep that in mind. It could be a great gift, or you may not want to plan it.
Well, the gift might be to your mother that, hey, I'm leaving to give
or
you.
Or to your wife, hey, the house is yours. Yeah. I will leave you alone.
Right.
That could be the best gift. That's right.
Yeah. What are you doing? Are you bringing your wife or mom?
The whole family's coming. Yeah.
Okay.
We're
all right.
Over, so we got to figure out an airplane that'll take us all. But all right. We're all going over. And I want to, do a plug. We're giving away a trip for somebody plus one to join us for that whole trip. So all they got to do is go on the website. All the details are there. And then meet us in, where is it? Fort Lauderdale Executive is okay. Where we're going to be all going out of as a big group. There's 40 airplanes that are going to be part of this thing.
Right. And from Fort Lauderdale Executive, that's only, what, maybe an hour flight? If that to Andros, it's not very long, I don't believe.
I don't know. I've never done this before.
Well, so I mean,
So I if you go over to about a 40-minute flight.
Well,
it's not
Bimini,
that far.
Bimini is
15
only like
minutes.
Yeah. So I think I bet it is less than an hour to get over to Andros for sure. But and then where are you staying in Andros? Do you know all the details? And are you staying at some?
I don't know exactly where I'm staying yet, but there's two locations. There's
gotcha.
One place on the North Island, one place on the South Island, and then they have all the excursions that go with it: jet skiing
right.
and snorkeling and scuba and so on and so
you know,
forth.
So they got some of the best bone fishing in the world right there in Andros. By the way,
so what? Okay, I know you guys are going to hate me, but what's bone fishing?
Oh, what's bone fishing? Well, it's a type of fish that fishermen love to go catch. Like they go out on the flats boats, you know, and they can use a fly if they want to do fly fishing, or they can, you know, just fish for these things. But it's more of a challenge just to catch them. Bonefish are bony fish that are good fighting fish. So it's a real challenge for a fisherman to catch bonefish. They're fun. You know, it's a very sporty kind of fishing that they offer.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it's very shallow. You can go out there and just, yeah, you can actually just wade out in the surf or, you know, out in the flats area of Andros. And the water could be, you know, like 3-4 feet deep, not even that. And you go and you fly fish for these type of things. But they usually go out on the flats boats and stuff. But it's very popular in Andros. But of course, the diving and the snorkeling and all the typical Caribbean stuff, you'll love it. I mean,
that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great place. Are you going to dive? Are you going to scuba dive?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Excellent.
I am certified. That was my first
certified or certifiable?
Check. Yes,
both.
To both of them. That's right.
Well, we're right there with you. So that's fine. But yeah, so you hope to get in some diving while you're on this little excursion as well. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and, man. So it should be fun.
Well, it's been a long time since I've been to Andros, so I can't tell you what it's like today. But if it's like most places in the Bahamas, as more time passes, things don't really change. They're kind of in a time warp. So it is, you know. I'm guessing there are some real high end resorts now. I know in Andros, but it also has still. I bet the airport's going to be pretty much like flying into, you know, Plant City in Florida. I mean,
I think Plant City might be a little higher end.
Maybe.
I know, possibly.
You remember what Bimini was like, right? You know, there's the customs facility, no fuel, and, you know, sand along the side of the runway. That's probably what we're going to get at Andros.
Yeah. I'm guessing non-towered airport is what I'm just saying.
I guarantee it's a non-towered airport.
Yeah, that's right.
But that makes it fun. And, you know, that's the best kind of GA aviation thing that you can do, I think. I mean, that's when we started Just Plane Radio. That was the whole idea. So Dennis and I could pop over there and do some island hopping throughout the Bahamas, you know, and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, you're doing it right, you know, depending on which plane you take. Do you know anyone else is going on this flying with you, or are you just doing this and see where you go?
No.
Yeah?
I don't know yet. I have been followed up to find out how many people have already signed up, how many spots are taken and so forth. But I'm looking forward to it. I think it'd be a lot of fun to hang out with, you know, a bunch of aviation nuts for 4 days, I guess.
Yeah. That's about all you could take probably. I'm kidding. I mean, you know, Sun and Fun's about the same length, maybe an extra day. But no, it's a good group of people. That'll be awesome. Hey, we'll have to figure out a way if we can do this. I don't have a plane. Dennis does. So really, it'd just be a matter of if Dennis goes, will he take me? Dennis?
That's right. That's right.
You are on the record right now. What do you say?
Of course you're coming with.
Okay, good.
No pressure, but you're on the air and I'm asking you in front
exactly.
of a live audience.
Yeah, well, right. We all know how this works. Yes, if we're going someplace diving, Greg's coming with one way or another.
Yeah, I have. So. I can take care of things underwater. A little bit.
Well, and now maybe we'll get some more of your cross country time or something taken care of for your certification.
Right, I'm still working on that, Jimmy. I'm a lifelong pilot and training.
That's right.
It just I'm just enjoying. I'm smelling the roses, as they say, on the journey. I'm enjoying the journey, so it's still in process. But you know, hey.
Eventually, you got to get to the destination, though, so
well,
you can start doing this on your own.
Well, if I
because I'm sure Jimmy can find you an airplane. Yeah. What do you want?
Well, is that true? What are you building these days?
I can find you one. I can't guarantee it'll fly. Right. I can find you one.
Well, I could probably make sure it doesn't fly. If I can get it up in the up in the air, then whether it comes down in one piece is the challenge on my end. But do you got several projects going on right now, or we can't really talk about it because you're working on videos or what, Jimmy? What do you think?
All the above. Yeah. We've got that kit box with the radial that I traded those Porsches for.
Oh, right.
So I'm pretty excited to get that thing going. In Ohio, I may or may not have put a contract on another airplane that I have never seen. And I may be making another trip back to a different part of Texas for something else that is multiple in nature.
How are you finding all these projects? Do they come to you because you've become so popular on YouTube and people say, hey, Jimmy, you think that's a mess you're dealing with now. Take a look at this. And then that's when you start going down that rabbit hole. Or what?
It's the old water hole trick with the stick.
Yeah.
And they just say, all right, who's the biggest sucker that'll buy this airplane that we know is bad? And it goes, Jimmy will.
Okay.
And then they send me an email, and then I look at it, and I go, hey, that looks pretty neat. And then somehow I fall into it.
Okay. Well, and the family supports you. That's all that matters.
Yep.
You hesitated slightly there, Jimmy. Any tension there sometimes?
Some of the airplanes that are a little on the sketchier side, we have to figure out, is it worth it? Do I want to die today? And usually the answer is no. But, so some of that is, you got to weigh that. And it's like the ones, there's one I'm looking at that it has a really weird engine in it. And I don't, it's a really cool airplane, but it's got a weird engine in it that is really difficult to find and to work on, and it's 1,000 miles away. So I don't know if I want to do that or not.
Sounds like it has your name written all over it. I mean, that's just how he rolls there. Jimmy's World on YouTube. We got more with him next. Stay close to Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
My current boyfriend, when we first started dating, I gave him helicopter lessons, flying lessons for his birthday. He never showed an interest in flying, but I just gave them to him in case, like, the world has gone to shit and we need to fly away.
You can't in a day learn to fly a helicopter.
Yeah, you can. And it's not even that much money.
No, you cannot. I'm telling you, you cannot learn.
Yes, you can.
He's good at flying a helicopter after a day.
He never did it because he was scared. But I'll get someone to do it. I just have to have someone that knows how to fly. I can
fly. This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, a co-pilot. That's me, Law Captain Dennis. And from Jimmy's World, we got Jimmy. You can catch him on YouTube or savethe310.com. If you want to sign up for that Bahamas fly-in, he's doing with the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism. Maybe even win a free trip to go with Jimmy and his crew. That'd be fun. And I don't know, Dennis might make it happen. Will you allow Dennis to go if I act as a parasitic drag? Are we allowed to go?
I think that's the only way to do it. Yeah, right. Come on, Lord.
Okay.
Garrett, grab your life jacket and let's go.
Okay, that didn't sound very reassuring.
Well, Greg, I did do that.
Part of the regulations.
Yeah, that's right. You have to, don't you?
You have to have a life jacket, but not a life raft isn't needed. But maybe we want to get one of those at Banyan before we go, because we will be out over open water for at least 35 minutes from Bimini to Andros, and there's the 20 minutes from Fort Lauderdale to Bimini. So, there's a lot of wide open, but at least the water's warm.
Well, this is the first time you're doing this, so that's why you're doing it with the Ministry of Tourism, because they can kind of walk you through the whole process and kind of hold your hand a little bit in that regard, right, Jimmy? Is that the
right. They're taking care of all the logistics. So I show up by 9 a.m. Thursday morning in Fort Lauderdale exec, and then they do all the pilot briefing and fly over together and just take care of everything.
Yeah. Well, you got to love that. Gotta love it indeed. Now, you got all these projects going on. You found an engine that's a little tricky, but you figured, what the heck? It'll make a good video. So you bought it anyway, and that's pretty much all you can tell us about that one. But it's one of several projects. Oh, you haven't bought it yet?
I haven't bought it yet. Okay. No, because I'm still trying to decide if I want that mess. Because I got the Elvis jet. I've got to get ready before Sun and Fun in July.
Yeah.
And there's still a huge, or not Sun and Air Fun, Venture. Before Oshkosh in July.
Right.
And there's still a huge amount of work that I have to do. So the last thing I really need is another project right now.
Gotcha. Now, you are coming out to Sun and Fun for the whole week, though. Are you bringing anything to show off there? Or are you just going to come out and be your ambassador self for AOPA and shake hands, kiss babies, that kind of thing?
Yep. I'll be out there kissing hands and shaking babies.
Right.
And just be out there for the week. No, I'm not flying anything this year. We've got the 310 is up north, being gone through. The Lance Air, it's a fun airplane. But then the Blue Tarp Special, we were hoping that we'd have a very special surprise for that. But it's, as with all airplane projects, it's taking a little longer than we thought.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be there hanging out and putting it. And honestly, it's kind of silly for me to fly over there since the airport is 7 miles from Lakeland.
Yeah.
And I live actually closer to the Lakeland airport than I do the Plant City airport.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
And the distance you'd have to fly is actually going to be significantly longer now that they've extended. You have to go past the Lake Parker starting point. So you're almost to Disney to come back into Lakeland. So that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Right. Do you even, are you rolling the camper over, or are you just going to commute back and forth every day?
Yeah. No, I only live 20 minutes from here.
Well, okay.
I'm going to drive and do the things and see the people, and then when I get done, drive home and sleep in my own bed.
Well,
it's fantastic.
I'd do the helicopter thing.
Helicopter would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, usually they have the Batman helicopter there, you know, so maybe you can talk to that guy. You know, they used to have the Batman helicopter and the guy race on the runway there. Dennis, you know what I'm talking about,
right? With the Batmobile,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was there for part of the night for the air show a couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. I didn't know about that.
Yeah. I don't know if they're doing it this year. They're pulling out all the stops because, you know, it's the 50-year anniversary of Sun and Fun. So
that's right.
It's going to be quite an event. You're so close. Do you feel the wall of fire on Wednesday and Saturday night? When they do that,
it does. I don't have to turn my heater on. That's for sure.
Yeah, that is an impressive display of pyrotechnics at the bare minimum. But when you go to an event like that, which, you know, we're just a month away from Sun and Fun in Lakeland this year. I mean, do people come up to you and go, "Hey, I got a plane. You ought to buy this or fix this one." I mean, are you getting bombarded with that kind of stuff when you go to events like that, or what do you think?
Normally, I get people that come up to me and ask me, why did you buy that airplane? What were you thinking? Not necessarily they have one. But, it's usually I can't believe you did that. My wife would kill me. How did you get so lucky?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, it is very entertaining watching. You know, whether you're an aviation enthusiast, a pilot, or not, doesn't really matter. It's quite fun to watch you and your crew go through these planes and figure out what you can do with them. I mean, the Elvis jet thing is just crazy, crazy fun. I mean, knowing where you are now compared to where you were a year ago with this thing, have you made as much progress as you thought you would at this point, or is it taking longer than you thought? Jimmy, what do you think on the Elvis jet?
Well, with the, you know, I just take it one day at a time, and I still pinch myself that this is what I get to do full time, is go around and play with airplanes and make content and just try to bless people and have them smile and then be able to do some really crazy stuff. I have a saying that I've been trying to live by the past few years: live a life that would make a great movie someday.
I like it.
So apparently I'm already in a movie and I just don't know it yet. And
okay.
It's just,
that's
these episodes that come out all the time. So there you go. Let's make it interesting.
Hey, I think you're onto something there. I mean, that's kind of what we do with Just Plain Radio without the movie part.
Because we do have the face
good
for
story.
Radio.
Oh. No, I kid. We have fun. It's all about just sharing your passion for flying. And you know, and that's what you see with Jimmy. He's very authentic. How he is on YouTube and stuff is how he is when you're just hanging out and seeing him at an air show. And he's very giving of his time. And we do definitely appreciate that. You do great work there, Jimmy. You got to keep it up,
well,
my friend.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I'm honored to join you again.
Yeah. Now, when you go to the Bahamas, if we come over there, so you're a certified scuba diver. I mean, do you have like a mission other than diving, like some critter or anything you want to do? Eat lobster, crab, whatever. I don't know. What are you into in that regard?
I don't know. I've only been in open water a couple times, and so I'm kind of fresh, so let's just go exploring. Let's get some time underwater.
Okay, well, we can do that. And if you're going to the Bahamas, you know, right, it'll be right after Sun and Fun. And if we make it over there, here's the thing I think we got to turn him on to is the pistol of the conch. Don't you think there, Dennis?
Oh, absolutely.
What, I don't know. What is that?
So you know what a conch is, right? The shell of the conch. You blow on the conch, whatever. And, well, in the Bahamas, they have conch salad. It's a very Bahamian thing you get. And all the Bahama folks know how to make the meat, clean the conch and turn, you know, pull the goo out of a conch, which looks pretty disgusting. But they turn it into something that's quite tasty. And so they have to clean the conch, and it's a whole process, and they can show you and things. But when they clean it, when they cut the conch out of the shell, there's the pistol of the conch, which is the sex organ of the conch, and you're supposed to eat it for good luck.
And
it's known as Bahamian Viagra.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So you know, when you do that and you have some conch salad and they clean the conch for you, it is, you know, it's pretty much law that you have to eat the pistol of the conch if you want to be allowed out of the country. I'm warning you now. So, are you game?
I've been warned. I see. All right.
Yeah. Are you going to do it?
I don't know. I'm not committing to anything.
No, that's. I'm telling you, they'll throw you in Bahamian jail if you don't eat it. It actually has no taste.
So what I've heard from this conversation is I'm going to order pork.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Well, you don't want to do that because they have the swimming pigs.
Well, yeah.
That's in Staniel Key. Yeah, so you want to go
with chicken or crab or lobster. You got a bunch of options. You ought to have the conch salad. Eat the pistol. It'll be good for you. And your wife will thank me. On that there disturbing note, till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at justplaneradio.com.